courting him.
Okay. And he would be called her...
boyfriend.
And she would be his...
girlfriend.
What, is that what they used to say?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what they used to say. Boyfriend and girlfriend.
And, say if a boy comes home with lipstick on his collar, his little brother would say that he had been...
hugging a girl.
Or doing what?
Kissing.
Okay. And, say if, when the girl stops letting the boy come over to see him, come over to see her, you'd say that she...
Say what?
When the girl stops letting the boy come over to see her, you'd say that she...
had quit him.
Okay. Well, you say, he asked her to marry him, but she...
didn't want to marry.
Or she wasn't.
Say what?
Would you ever say she turned him down or
gave
him the sack or...
turned him down and... huh? Didn't turn him down and didn't want him, I'd say.
Uh-huh. You say, well, they were engaged and all of a sudden she...
just backed out.
Okay. And at a wedding, the boy that stands up with the groom is called the...
say what?
At a wedding, you know, there's a boy that stands up with the groom, probably the groom's best friend or something.
Mm-hmm.
You call him the...
yeah. I done forgot that. Now I know what you're talking about, but I can't call it.
Mm-hmm. What about the woman that stands up with the bride?
I don't know what to call her either.
But do you remember, say it, a long time ago, if people in the community would get married, other people would ring cowbells or fire off rifles and...
mm-hmm, yeah.
What was that called?
It was celebrating them, what I call it.
Uh-huh.
Celebrating the couple that married.
Uh-huh.
And they'd shoot guns and ring bells and keep up all kind of rackets.
Okay.
That's what they used to call it. Now, I don't know what to call it now.
Mm-hmm.
Call it celebrating the people that got married.
Okay. And say if there was a party and there had been some trouble at the party, you'd say, well, the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the...
whole bunch.
Okay. And, when young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, you call that a...
call it dancing.
Okay. Do you remember, what would you call a kind of a dance that you'd have at home?
Well, they used to call them frolics.
Okay.
That's what they used to call them when they had them home parties.
Okay. And, say if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say, at 4 o'clock school...
is out.
Okay. Or school does what? School?
Say what?
At 4 o'clock school does what?
Closes.
Okay. And children might ask, when does school...
close.
Or after vacation, they'd say, when does school...
start.
Okay. And if a boy left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say he...
he was a... I'd say he was, I know that now too, but I just can't think right now.
Do you ever hear played?
Mm-hmm. I can't call it now, but I've heard it. Like Gus's boy done last week. Kidnapped, that's all it, I call it. Made out like he's going to school and it weren't no school.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do people go to school for?
To learn, be a lesson, education, be educated.
Okay. And after high school, you go on to?
To the and get educated to the high school. And
then after high school, you go to?
Go to college.
And after kindergarten, you go into the?